Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And we are live at, well, we're always live. I don't know why I make a big deal about that word, but we are at O'Kelly's at the ballpark, just a couple blocks away from the site of Game 1 of the NLCS tonight, with the Cards hosting the Dodgers after that great victory on Wednesday night. And our thanks to Lance and Andrea, the owners of O'Kelly's, for letting us take over their second floor today and have a beautiful view out the window of all the people coming up 4th Street looking for parking. And trying to decide, do I go in the $20 lot, the $30 lot, or the $40 lot? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, honey, let's keep driving. We'll find someplace better. We'll have good parking karma today.
Yeah.
And then you end up fluorescent.
There is a lot right next door here. It's $25. I think a lot right behind O'Kelly's is $20.
Yeah, the O'Kelly's lot is $20.
Yeah,
so you can come
bucks.
In and, and then you can spend the rest of that money on the Giganto nachos, which are, I mean, so huge that you'll want to get a take-home box.
The volcano of nachos.
Or just get about 10 or 15 people.
What I love about these is the little bit of lettuce that's spread on top, because that's what makes it healthy.
Yes,
yeah,
it does. It gives you roughage.
And from our window here, we can see not a single cloud in the sky. Of course, our view is obscured by the glare coming off the Eagleton Courthouse.
Yeah.
But going to be a fantastic night at the ballpark. And I will tell you that today in the Harris Challenge, we may have a few categories that are Redbird related. If you'd like to take a shot at those and the rest, you can call us now. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free is 1-888-550-KTRS. On your cell phones, it's *KTRS. We will play the challenge, and then in the next half hour, Mike Evans will be along from Hollywood, and I'll have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news. And I'm guessing we already have a couple people lined up on the phones. Kyle, who's first?
Tom is first.
Okay.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah, it is.
And it turned out to be true.
I lost the office pool. Tom, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm just heading to the Cardinal game and hoping for a game one victory.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep questions and categories all week long. We push that button and they come tumbling out. And here are your choices, Tom. Of course, first is our weekly category, the topical one, have you been paying attention? And category two is Cardinals history. Or category three, they wore the red. Which one would you like, Tom?
Do Cardinal history.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass on any of them, you can come pick it up, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because when that happens, we'll tally up your points and see if you win. If you get 7 points or less, I'll have to punish you. But if you pass the threshold of more than half correct, in other words, 8 points or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right you are, Paul. Everyone that plays will get a shot.
You mean winners and losers?
Winners and losers will get two tickets for Retro Night at the B&B Theater in Wildwood. And this week, that's a Thursday night.
Yep.
And this week, you can see Young Frankenstein.
You know, I have not seen that movie on a big screen since it came out in, what, 1973, 74?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. A long time ago.
Same year as Blazing Saddles. What an amazing year that was for Mel Brooks. That'll be a lot of fun to see on the big screen Thursday night at the B&B.
Dr. Frankenstein.
And what do our winners get to choose from?
Our winners get to choose from a dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop
donuts
in Florissant or Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And you'll have a choice of a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs with several locations, including one in Westport.
Subliminal.
Or we have two family four-packs. Opening night, which is Thursday night for Ringling Brothers Circus at the Scott Trade Center.
Cool.
On October 17th.
Now, that's what you can choose from, but yes, if you get 15 points, we call that the clean sweep, and then you get all of the prizes we just mentioned, a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
That's what you're playing for here today, Tom. The category is Cardinals history. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which of these states do the Cardinals not have a minor league franchise? Tennessee, Arizona, or New Jersey?
New Jersey. New Jersey?
Tom? No, it's Arizona. Which NL rival did the Cardinals play in the first game at Busch Stadium, May 12, 1966? Was it the Cubs? It was the Atlanta Braves, who they beat 4-3. Who did the Cardinals beat in the 1964 World Series?
The Tigers.
New York Yankees. In what decade did the Cardinals have their highest winning percentage and take home three world championships? Was it the 40s, the 60s, or the 80s?
The 40s.
Correct. The teams that the Cards beat in the 85 and 87 LCS were both from the same state. What state was it?
Illinois.
No, if you remember in 85, well, in Illinois, that would have to be the Cubs or the White Sox. That didn't happen. In 1985, there was a little go crazy, folks, moment for Ozzy. Mm. And a couple of days later, Jack Clark hit the game winner. And so that would mean
California.
That was the Dodgers. Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah. The other team was the San Francisco Giants. And so we needed California for the answer there, Tom. By the way, you said the Brewers. I was asking about Busch Stadium, May 12, 1966. And that was the Atlanta Braves. So let's see here. All you got was the four-pointer for the 1940s, and unfortunately that's not past the punishment threshold. And so here now to punish you, I want you to imagine that you're in some lounge. Maybe it's a hotel lounge somewhere, and a guy gets up there, and he's kind of an old-timer, maybe in his 60s or 70s, maybe silver hair, and he decides, well, it's kind of a classic rock night, so I'm going to do something for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frankie Randall.
Yes.
I know you deceived me. Now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in your eyes.
Yeah, sing it, Frankie.
I can see for miles and miles.
That's enough. I can see.
Oh yeah!
I can see Frankie with the loosened tie because that's what the kids like.
Oh yeah.
Tom, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend and go Cards.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much for playing. All right, we move on to our next contestant, and who's that, Kyle?
We have Dan.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. How are you today?
Hi.
I'm doing good.
You. All right, Dan, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap pluck opportunity.
Just ready for the weekend and spending with the family.
All right, we have three categories for you to choose from. Have you been paying attention? They wore the red, or our new third category, the modern Cardinals.
Well, I am not a baseball fan at all, so I guess I'd have to do paying attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a public policy poll, which of these has the lowest approval rating? Dog poop, hemorrhoids, or Congress?
Congress.
Correct. What award was won today by a global chemical weapons watchdog group?
The Nobel.
Correct. Which piece of U.S. currency was released with a new design this week in a continuing effort to frustrate forgers?
$100 bill.
Correct. Who was the second American to orbit the Earth who died this week at age 88?
Glenn.
Scott Carpenter. And now here's your five-pointer. You need this for the win. Who did President Obama nominate as the first woman to head the Federal Reserve this week?
I have no idea. Hillary Clinton. What?
Oh, you're so close, except that you should have said Janet Yellen. And when I said you're close, what I meant was you mentioned a human female. And the answer is a human female, but it's not the one you mentioned. Her name's Janet Yellen. By the way, Scott Carpenter was the second American to orbit the Earth. John Glenn, who was the first, who is really our third American in space, but the first to orbit the Earth, is now the only surviving member of the Mercury 7 astronauts, the first group of seven who were picked to go up into space. So, Dan, you got the one, the two, and the three, and that's only six. So, yes, I will have to punish you as well. Back to the lounge for more Mr. Frankie Randall.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know about the little tricks you play.
Hey,
yeah. And never never see when you look at me how quick I lose my way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's a look at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while
sing it, Frankie.
I can see miles and miles. I can see.
Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Okay, that's enough. Dan learned his lesson, didn't you, Dan?
I did.
Yeah, sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Let's see
Thank you.
Up next. Kyle?
We have Mark.
Okay, Mark, welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, hey, guys. Basically, just want to say go Cards, go Mizzou, and go Blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah,
we have They Wore the Red, the Modern Cardinals, or our new third category, They Did That.
Oh, let's go with Modern Cardinals.
60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Cardinals ace pitched on opening day this year, 2013?
Adam Wainwright.
Correct. What animal ran across home plate during a Skip Schumacher at-bat in the 2011 NLDS and became a rallying mascot for the Cardinals?
It was the rally squirrel.
Correct. In what year did the Cardinals play their first game in Busch Stadium 3?
2006.
Correct. True or false? Over 3 million fans have attended Cardinal games every season in the 21st century.
True.
No, it's false. How many women are part of Team Fredbird? How many women are part of Team Fredbird, which entertains the fans at Busch Stadium? Is it 7, 11, or 15?
I'm going to say 11.
Oh, you should have. Oh, you did say 11 is correct.
All right. All right.
Nicely done. By the way, the only time in the 21st century they have not drawn 3 million or more fans was 2003 when they had 2.91 million.
Oh.
And I blame myself. I didn't go that year.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Mark, you got everything but the 4, so that's 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Stand by and we'll tell you how you get your prizes. Thank you very much. Hang on. Have a great weekend. And we will meet contestant number 4, Kyle.
John.
Okay, John, welcome to the Big 550. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, Paul, how's it going? Let's just hope we bring home a victory tonight.
Okay, do you want They Wore the Red or They Did That? They're both Cardinals categories.
Let's do They Wore the Red.
Okay, 60 seconds on the... It's not, you know, from the title, you have no idea what's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, 50-50, you either get a good category or you don't. They Wore the Red is the category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did the Cardinals give a 1962 red Corvette to on September 8th, 1998?
Sam Ugel.
Mark McGuire. Which former St. Louis Cardinal was National League Rookie of the Year in 2001?
I'll pass.
Which Cardinals player was known for his bright red soul patch?
Pass.
Which former St. Louis Cardinals outfielder and restaurant owner has the middle name Patrick?
Mike Shannon.
Jim Edmonds. For 1 point each, name 5 of the 12 men whose uniform numbers have been retired by the Cardinals.
Stan, Ozzy, Lou Brock, Whitey Herzog, Red Shandy.
That's 5. Right before the buzzer, the others are Enos Slaughter, Tony La Russa, Dizzy Dean, Ken Boyer, Bruce Sutter, Bob Gibson, and of course you got Augie Bush and Rogers Hornsby and Jack Buck.
And the soul patch was Scott Spezio.
That's correct.
Couldn't remember his name.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year in 2001. You probably haven't heard of him. This is kind of an obscure player. I'm sorry I threw it in. Albert Pujols. Let's see how you did here. You got the 5-pointer, and that's all. So that means I have to punish you as well. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the lounge here at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Hey.
The musical stylings of Mr. Frankie Randall.
Oh, I can see so far. You took advantage of my trust in you while I was far away.
Okay, that's enough. Let's get right to our fifth contestant here today.
Hey.
Kyle, that's enough.
Hey, try the nachos, everybody. Thank you.
Don't forget, Thursdays are ladies' nights here at Frankie Randall's. Who's our fifth contestant, Kyle?
We have Mick.
Okay, Mick. Is it Mick with an M or Nick with a C?
With an M.
Mick what? With an what? M.
Nick.
Nick with an M.
Nick with an M or Mick with a C? Wow.
Oh,
is that a CK or just
you know what it is?
C?
I'm breathing fresh air, which is... we're doing the show today in a beautiful bar, and the windows are open, and we're breathing fresh air. And for those of you used to doing radio in a studio in air conditioning, it throws me off. My mental chemistry is wrong.
That's right. And we're not drinking.
So, really, that's your excuse? Okay. Mick, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, everybody wished the Cards, Mizzou, and Blues, but the Rams need it more than anybody, so good luck to them.
Oh, I think the Rams have a very good chance of watching the Cardinals on TV.
Yeah.
your category, Mick, with an M, is They Did That. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Cardinal was the only player in Major League history to hit two grand slams in the same inning?
Fernando Tatis.
Right. 16 Cardinals have won 20 MVP awards, making them second in Major League history. Which team is first with 22 MVP awards?
Yankees.
Correct. What award was Chris Carpenter the last Cardinal to win?
Cy Young.
Correct. True or false, in the history of the franchise, the Cards have never been involved on either side of a perfect game.
That's true.
It is true. Within 100, how many victories did the Cards have with Tony La Russa as their manager?
1,200.
1,408 against 1,182 losses. That's a win percentage of 544 plus two World Series victories. I always like to mention that because we still have people in Cardinal Nation, I hate La Russa, he sucks!
Yeah.
Only the winningest manager in the franchise history. Mick, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4. You didn't get the clean sweep, but you did get enough points to win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, so that's about 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.